1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
I want to get some reaction to President Bush's speech last night from all of you, but specifically from members of the military. R.C. Collins is a junior at Bradley Military Academy. It's a sort of a military high school in Altadena, California. We're going to get his comments about the president's speech last night, which was very far-ranging and also very tough when it addressed aspects of America's defense in this war on terrorism. And R.C., you are how old?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm 16.
You're 16 years of age, and you are in Bradley Military Academy to eventually what?
Eventually, sir, to be commissioned as a lieutenant in the United States Army.
In the United States Army, and eventually what would you like to do?
Eventually, sir, I would like to serve in the United States Army. And certainly I'm looking at world events, as we all are, and I'm hopeful that I'm in service to my country in this war on terrorism.
Did you see the president's speech?
Yes, I did.
Can you tell me what you think of it?
Well, I thought the president's speech was terrific. I thought the president outlined very clearly what America needs to do, what America's military needs to do in this war on these terrorists. It also gave me some personal hope in that I am very young, and I don't know if I would see any action in the Afghanistan theater, but I am now hopeful that I will see action, possibly against Iran or Iraq or any planned military operation against Korea.
Do you anticipate that you will go to war as a soldier in the United States Army against those three countries?
I believe our president is serious, and as a fighting man and as an individual who has trained his entire life for this moment in history, I'm serious about defending my country.
You say you've trained your entire life. You're 16, you're in a military academy. Are you, right now, you say you're ready to go to war?
If my country needed me, yes, sir, I'd be ready to go to war. I think anybody in the United States military... we have the greatest military in the world. Even though I only go to a military academy, I do consider myself to be every bit as much a part of our military.
Is the military academy you're in, just as a side note, is it part of the U.S. Army, or is it a private academy?
Well, it's privately run, but in spirit we are very much with our brothers and sisters in the U.S. Armed Forces. We like to think that we are every bit as good, quite frankly, as those people who are serving in Afghanistan. But I realize that time for us to prove that will come. I guess the only drawback to the president's speech is, as a person in the military, I got to ask myself, you know, are the American people ready for this war? And so that's, I know they asked me before I went on the air what I thought.
Well, that was a question I wanted my producers to ask you. What do you think the downside to the president's speech was?
Well, that's just it. I wonder if the American people are ready for this war. I am. Other members of the armed forces are. But quite frankly, I don't want to say, but you're asking me to go out, put my butt on the line for Americans who I don't know how ready they are for the war. I can tell you that I'm very ready. My physical regimen includes 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and 100 deep knee bends a day. I am conditioned and trained to conduct operations and tactics in different climates. I'm going to go to war for, you know, some civilians who spend their weekends at a frozen yogurt stand. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, see, that's an interesting thing. You're saying it doesn't make any sense.
See, I'm hanging my rear end out the side of a Black Hawk for who? See, that's for who?
Well, the American people. The American people. You're in the military academy in high school right now.
Well, you say I will be. I feel that I am right now in a lot.
You feel you're ready to go?
Yes, sir, I do. And the president has said, we're going to go to war against terrorists. Okay, I'm ready to do that. I'm very salty. I'm ready to eat my own guts. I mean, that's just the way you are when you're in the military. But who am I going to war for? I drive down the street. I look at people who are, frankly, soft. I don't know if they've, if they've had their rear end in the grass, as we like to say. I don't know if they've got the 1,000-yard stare.
And I don't know what the 1,000-yard stare is. What is that?
The 1,000-yard stare is if you've been in combat, if you've been in a firefight, if you've had your ass in the grass, if you pardon my language.
That's okay.
You're looking beyond just the immediate area. You're looking 1,000 yards out. You're looking to see where that next, where that next bullet's coming from.
R.C. Collins is with us. He's a junior at Bradley Military Academy. You say you have to ask yourself, are the American people ready? Are the American people worthy?
Yes, answer. I'm looking for Americans to... I want to know if Americans deserve to be protected, quite frankly, because what I've been seeing lately is a lot of soft talk, a lot of noise coming out of a lot of holes underneath a lot of noses, and I haven't really seen the commitment. And
but is it up to you, as a member of the military, to decide who's fit to defend and who isn't?
Well, maybe it's not. Maybe I shouldn't ask that question, but, sir, I was raised by a father who was tough. He put me in a boxing ring when I was 8, 9 years of age. I remember being beaten bloody by my father. I remember my father chaining me to a water pipe outside for 48 hours. These were focus training tests, and my father taught me how to focus. Now, you want me to get into a Black Hawk, hang my rear end out the side of that, come in low, under radar, go into action, go into a hot LZ, into a theater of war, for who? For some guy on a, what, on an electric scooter? Some guy standing at a yogurt stand? Someone driving around in their new Jaguar and probably 50% body fat? I got to ask myself, do I want to do that?
And well, is that the kind of thing? This is going to scare a lot of people to say that a young man in the military is wondering whether...
I will fight to defend our flag. I'll do it. But I'll come home with a bitter taste in my mouth if I'm fighting for a country of civilians who are soft, who are lazy, who don't show the proper love and tribute. You know, there was a time, Mr. Henry, back in the day of the Roman Legionnaire, where soldiers got tribute. And that's what we're talking about. What tribute are we going to get?
Well, hold on for a minute here, because you're getting into areas philosophically now, and I'm asking about a military point of view.
Well, I can give you the military perspective.
Yeah, but you're talking about how ungrateful a lot of Americans may be, or maybe not.
I'm not saying ungrateful, because even a rabid dog is grateful to be alive. Even a bum who sleeps in a gutter is grateful to be alive. I'm talking about, are they going to appreciate me, and are they worthy? Are they worthy?
Are the Americans civilian? Are Americans worthy for you to go to fight for?
Yes, sir.
And you don't see how controversial a statement that might be?
I understand that it might be taken that way, but, hey, I do 100 sit-ups a day, 100 push-ups a day, 100 deep knee bends. I am, quite frankly, cut. I'm ripped. I've got arms, pythons. I'm yoked. I look in the mirror every day, and I see a fighting machine ready to eat my own guts. That's how salty I am. Then I walk out my front door and I see the American civilian populace, yogurt eaters, popcorn eaters, scooter riders.
And you ask yourself, is it worth it?
I ask myself, is it worth it? Yes, sir.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. It should be stressed that RC is a member of a military academy. He's a junior at a military academy in Altadena, California, not a member of the U.S. Army. 1-800-449-8686 is our number.
My father had me shave. I had to shave all of my body hair, essentially get rid of a lot of body fat in order to be ready for this moment.
Well, you talked about tribute. What do you mean by tribute?
Well, I mentioned the Roman legionnaires and the Greek legionnaires. I believe, sir, and I want to be respectful when I say this, but I believe that the morality in this country has changed to the point where we do have a lot of young women who are virgins. And I think that it would be an honor for me to deflower the virgin daughter of a family that wishes to be saved. That's all.
You're asking to have sex with someone's virgin daughter?
No, sir. No, sir. I said to deflower in a manly and physically fit manner a virgin. All I'm asking...
What you're asking, in order for me to have you defend me, you want to have sex with my virgin daughter.
I would do it in a respectful way. I'm saying the American military right now is being asked to put its butt, hang it out of a Black Hawk, come in low under radar, go into a hot LZ, and for what? So I can come home and look at you at a yogurt stand? What I'm asking for, sir...
What you're asking for is the sexual favors of virgin teenagers.
I think the American people shouldn't feel defending them should be for free. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we pay in our tax dollars. And
well, here's a dollar, and that's change for your taxes. I mean, look at...
Don't look at... I pay a lot more than a dollar, okay?
No, sir. What I'm saying is, and I mean this with respect, Mr. Henry, and
I have a daughter, okay? I've got a 10-year-old daughter. By the time you get to Iran and to Iraq, maybe she will be of age.
I'm talking about a respectful and precision deflowering that is... Look, you're asking me to go and put my life on the line.
Yeah, I'm asking you to go and put your life on the line as a member of the United States military because that is your job.
And I understand that, sir. But when I come home from Iran, when I come home from Iraq, when I come home from the front on the war on terrorism, what am I looking at? Am I looking at you standing at a yogurt stand, or am I looking at you trim, ripped, buff, somebody who I can say there's an American?
So the problem that you're having, and you're saying you speak for a lot of guys in the military, is that when you come back from your 100 sit-ups, your 100 push-ups...
Yes, sir, that's right. I won't be mocked.
Well, all right, fine. So you do 100 sit-ups, 100 push-ups, 100 deep knee bends a day. You look at me and you see that I'm fat and not worth defending.
I don't know you, sir. I'm simply...
Well, let's just say that I'm fat.
Do you know what your body fat is, percentage?
The what?
What is the percentage of your body weight that's...
I don't know what my body fat percentage... Well,
you laugh, sir, but that's a good indication of fitness.
All right, let's say I have body fat 30%.
You know, I gotta say, how old's your daughter? I would see your daughter come in handy.
Okay. I find that offensive, all right?
I love my country and I love our flag, sir.
All right, but you saying that you'd like to deflower a virgin as tribute for your fighting in the war on terrorism... The military gets paid. Okay, so you're in physically fit shape. I'm sorry if you come off that chopper, you come home from the front and you see a bunch of fat Americans. But I guess that's our constitutional right. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Phil Henry here. R.C. Collins is a junior at Bradley Military Academy. He says he's looking forward to fighting in Iran, Iraq, or Korea. He's looking forward to defending his country, but he wonders if the American people are worth defending, looking at the way some of us live our lives. And he is serious when he says that appropriate tribute should be paid to soldiers, which might include the deflowering of some of our virgin daughters. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
No, all I'm saying is...
No, hold on for a minute. What you're saying is that in the time of the Roman legionnaire, they were paid tribute. You're saying that American military personnel who are going to fight the war on terrorism...
I'm saying, Mr. Henry, that members of the American military, of which I'm a member...
You're in a military academy. You're a high schooler.
That is correct. I do 100 push-ups, sit-ups, and deep knee bends a day.
What has that got to do with anything?
I challenge any civilian in your audience to tell me they do the same thing. I'm ripped, and I am saying that some tribute should be paid to the fighting men and women because we're going to be going to Iran, to Iraq, and to Korea. And I'll tell you right now, those people are going to be looking in the bowl before they pull the chain. That's how frightening it's going to be for a bunch of ragheads that are...
All right, we don't need raghead, okay? You want to deflower the virgin daughters of American...
I'm saying it would be a respectful tribute to the American military man for many of these families to offer up virgin daughters who would be deflowered in a respectful and precision manner. Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me talk to Joe, who's in the military. Joe, go ahead.
Hi, okay, I'd like to make a comment. This kid is in a private military academy.
Yes, sir.
He's 16. You're 16 years old. Who gives a... I don't give a rat's ass if you do 1,000 push-ups a day.
Wait a second, we're comrades. We're comrades, and I think that a respectful...
No, we're not. You don't know anything. I'm out here away from my family during this war, and you're back there saying you do 100 push-ups and
you
got to watch the Joe, watch your language, okay?
Sorry about that.
Let me tell you something,
bro. You think that you're in the same group? You're in a private military academy?
Let me tell you something, bro. I'm ready to eat my own guts. Okay?
Well, good for you. But you know what? You're 16 years old in a private military academy. You're not even in the military. And you're saying you express the views
Look,
of the military?
Joe, you know
what
I'm
talking
about.
You don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Joe, you know what I'm talking
about.
You're
talking about everything that you read out of a book.
You know what I'm talking about.
You have no idea.
President Bush, our commander-in-chief last night, said that the next front's probably going to be Iraq, Iran, or Korea. You're ready for it. I'm ready for
him. Okay. You know what? There's only one person that can express the views of the military, and that's our President George Bush. And you know what? He does it correctly. He does
a fine job. And I agree
with
him.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
I totally agree with you.
You express your own little psychotic soldier of fortune views.
What's so
psychotic? You're an absolute retard.
Are you trying...
Well, what do you say to that?
I mean, the guy's pissing me off. You're pissing me off.
Well, good. You're
hey,
out here rambling.
Let me ask you something.
You don't have a clue what you're talking about.
I don't have a clue
you're
what I'm talking about.
You're in some private military academy saying you're hanging out at Blackhawks. I don't care if people are fat. They live here in America. They're
persons. Joe, do you
I'll
feel you're getting...
I'll fight for them, and I am.
Joe, do you
I'm away from my family right now, and you want to sit around and talk about deflowering virgins? You're a psycho. You have no clue what you are talking about. You don't even know what the American people... You have no idea what we're out here fighting for.
Do you feel you're getting paid
I'm
properly
not fighting
by the...
for you. That's
Let me
for
ask
sure.
you one question. Do you feel you're getting proper pay from the U.S. government? No, you know you're not.
Yeah, no, you know what? I think I am getting proper
oh,
from the U.S.
come
pay.
On.
I'm making plenty of money. I'm making more money now than I was back home.
My father, who works for a major multinational corporation...
Oh,
he,
good
he
for your dad who works for a multi-global international corporation.
He gave me a Silverado.
We aren't talking about that.
He gave
We're
me
talking
a Silverado
about the U.S.
truck.
People.
He gave me a Silverado truck for my 16th birthday.
Oh, good. You got a Silverado truck. You
well,
know what?
More
my
car's
back home with my family, and I can't drive it because I'm out here fighting this war against
That's
terrorists.
That's more than the Army
and
ever
you're
gave
your
me.
Little military
but wait, you're not in the Army.
Push-up.
That's more than the Army ever gave me.
You're not in the Army. Your father gave you a truck. What do you mean more than the Army ever gave you?
The Army doesn't pay me spit.
That's because you're not in the Army. You're an idiot. You're in some private military academy still changing your own damn diaper. Heck, your dad
you know
probably
something?
Does that.
You know something? Your bull crap just rolls right off my knife.
Oh, well. Rolls off your knife, huh?
Man.
Tough sergeants roll
you,
off
you
my knife.
You have a subscription to Soldier of Fortune, don't you?
I read a little bit of it. Why?
Yeah, you're an idiot.
You know, I've allowed you to call me an idiot simply because you're a soldier in arms and a comrade in arms.
You're not my comrade.
I want to remind you.
You are not my comrade.
You are. This is a man who's in the legal arm of the United States Armed Forces. You're up at Bradley Military. How much is the tuition up there?
That's not what we're discussing, Mr.
No. Come on. How much is your father, who is a member of a multinational corporation, what's he paying in tuition?
The ultimate pay for a warrior is a tender Lilith virgin.
The ultimate pay for a warrior? What the hell are you talking about? You are an idiot. I'm out here actually doing the job
Tell
that you
me.
Read about Soldier of Fortune and wish you could do, but you'll never do because you're a psycho. They
you're
probably won't even let you into the military if you tried. They'd
you
lock
go
you
to the,
away at a
you're
damn
telling
institution.
Me that if you came out of a cave with Bin Laden's head on a stick, you wouldn't want a virgin.
No, you know what? I would want to go home to my family.
Who's the Prime Minister, Mr. Hendry, of North Korea?
Who?
I don't...
Who's the dictator of North Korea?
I don't know.
Well, what if Joe came out of a cave with his head on a stick? Wouldn't he be entitled to a virgin?
Wait a minute. The Prime Minister of... The guy that runs North Korea doesn't live in a cave. He lives in a house, I guess.
Who lives in the cave?
Bin Laden and those guys, the Al-Qaeda, man. Look, if you're going to go fight a war on terrorism, you better know where the enemy is. Those guys
He's
are in a cave. Go
He's
ahead, Joe.
He's not going to go fight a war on terrorism. He's going to sit at
you know
home.
Something, Joe,
if
I never
he had to go somewhere, he'd go cry to his mom or cry to his dad and want a new damn car to run to Mexico or Canada.
My mother left my father when I was 12. I haven't seen her since. Thank you very much.
That's not
right.
My problem.
My
Neither is it the military.
My father's all I need. My mother is a weak female. A woman of the 60s and 70s who gave
up for
a ride to her girlfriend.
There's females in the Army
right.
that could beat your
All right, Joe, I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. RC is in a military academy. He thinks the military is not getting paid enough. He believes a virgin, your virgin daughter, is the answer.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Well, that's why I do a lot of the push-ups.
Well, I don't think doing push-ups in preparation for deflowering, I mean, kid, you know.
You know, you can laugh at me because you're a civilian. You don't know the death that is going to be visited upon our military as we prosecute this war into Iraq and Iran.
I'm not laughing at the death of our military people, okay? You're talking about doing 100 push-ups a day. Kid, you got under...
You know, Mr. Henry, I can easily... I mean, if I believe your laughter is disgraceful to our military...
You told me you do 100 push-ups a day in preparation for deflowering virgins, didn't you?
I said in part, sir. Sir, I'm at Bradley Military Academy...
Which is not aligned with the United States Army.
I believe I'm in the military. I believe that a good, clean... I'm really pissed off. Mr. Hendry, and I'm...
Well, you know what, son?
And I appreciate you not condescending to me.
You know what? I'm 49 years old. You're 16, and I don't care how many push-ups you do a day. You're going to need to listen to me for a second, all right? Don't, first of all, tell me how pissed off you are, because I don't take you seriously about you doing 100 push-ups a day so you can deflower a lot of virgins. What makes you think that anybody's going to offer you their daughter?
I don't think it's anything they're going to have any choice in. Once we prosecute this war of terrorism...
Oh, so the U.S. military goes door-to-door asking for the virgin daughters of all of the families they encounter. Hi, I'm back from Korea, and I came out of a cave with Bin Laden's head on a sword.
I feel sorry for you and other weak civilians like you.
And your 100 push-ups a day, and your 100 deep knee bends and all that crap, I saw a lot of ripped Al-Qaeda guys, man, as they were interrogating them down in Cuba. They had their shirts off and everything. These guys had some pretty big arms and some pretty big chests. They got their asses kicked. They're down there in orange jumpsuits.
No one's putting an orange jumpsuit on me.
Whatever. 1-800-449...
Whoa. What do you mean, whatever?
Whatever. 1-800-449-8686. Joe, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes.
Joe, hold the line for a minute. I got to get over here to Alex. He's been hanging on. Go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, I got a question for you there, Cadet Collins. Where'd you get this 1,000-yard stare you're talking about?
Everybody knows what the 1,000-yard stare
is. No. Where did you get it? Because I'll tell you what.
A 1,000-yard stare is all about...
I've been in the Marine Corps for 3 years, and I've trained overseas. I've trained hard and long and tired. And I don't even have a 10-foot stare. Now you're gonna come here and say you're gonna put Bin Laden's head on a stick? You know what me and my buddies would do if an idiot like you got the chance to even do that? We turn that stick upside down and put you on the other end. You know, rear end first.
You know, that's disrespectful to me as a fellow comrade in arms.
That's the whole thing. You're not in the military.
What branch?
You're a cadet. You're trying to prove whether academically and physically you're even ready.
What branch of the military are you in?
Marine Corps.
Semper Fi, do or die.
No.
Oh, come on,
you're not,
man.
You're not a Marine. You can't
say that unless you're a Marine, all right?
You can say that all day, and it wouldn't mean a fart. I'd hear a fart, and I'd get more emotional about a fart.
I got the 1,000-yard stare.
Wait a minute. The 1,000-yard stare is a thing that the Vietnam vets used to talk about having because they were looking into the bush 1,000 yards away.
Well, I seen it in a movie.
You seen it in a movie.
You know, I got to wonder if this guy's even real, you know? Because I'm sure you are, because there are idiots like you.
I got to wonder that you're for real, a guy in the military. Someday, President Bush...
Come to my barracks, live my life. You know, train with my buddies. And the worst part is you probably tell yourself you're pretty psycho too, huh? That's the worst part. You think you're really out there ready to cut some guts up or something? Let me tell you something, buddy. The real psycho people are the quiet ones. My buddies, myself.
Hey, let me ask something, Alex. Are they now taking head injuries in the Marines?
No, but I'll tell you what.
Okay,
if
so now.
You're doing 100 push-ups, you need to do 1,000 knee bends, because the only deflowering you're going to find is your end.
You know, Mr. Hendry, easy for you to laugh on the other end of a phone.
Oh,
and another thing.
What are you going to do,
about these 50% fat American yogurt-eating people. Let me tell you something. That's who you decided to leave behind. If you truly understand anything about the military, you left that behind. Why? Because it's a privilege to be like that. It's a privilege not to eat rice out of a freaking village bowl, okay? That's what being American is all about, sacrifice.
A lot of them guys that have the 1,000-yard stare ate rice out of the bowl.
What difference does it make, man? That's a war that's over 30 years old.
Mr. Henry, excuse me. You're not in the military. I'd appreciate if you keep your mouth shut.
A better point of view in the about the military than you do, that you say you're a cadet. I got to wonder if your dad even knows if you left the house.
You ever got any soft-clean virgins?
No. See? Oh, I haven't?
All right, look.
About to get one. If you tell me where your little academy is, I'll tell you what, I'll get some of that right there. I'll give you the 1,000-yard stare, because I'll tell you what, you'll be able to walk 10 feet after I get a hold of you.
You mean you'd come over and do me?
Yeah, sure, why not? You're pretty much a bitch. So I figured
Hey, excuse me,
much.
The talk show host?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing because the guy's funny, okay?
Okay, that does it.
What are you doing?
I think he's wrestling.
He's so. Wrestling with what? The air?
I'm guessing.
If you want to know what I'm doing, I'm coming over there.
Oh, okay. Well, what are you doing with the phone?
Man, those of you who are thinking about joining the military and giving your lives for our country and for your neighborhood corners, hey, people like this, they don't make it past the first 4 weeks of training. So you'll never have to worry about these guys.
The reason why you don't understand this is because the only women you've done don't have no teeth and a wandering eye.
Yeah, and a piece of tape holding their ass up, too. I'll admit it.
What are you doing with the phone, man?
I'm trying to hang it up.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm on my way, man.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you, brother.
I do 100 push-ups and 100...
Yeah, 100 sit-ups every day. About 100 deep knee bends?
Yeah.
Aren't those also called squats?
Yeah.
What are you squatting over?
Well, it's an egg. What do you mean? What I'm... Okay, that's...
Yeah, okay. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. Hang it up.
I'm coming.
Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Marine said he's going to come over and deflower me. You know, he thinks he's so tough.
Well, look it, man. You're not in the military academy. The Marine said he was going to go over there and do that to you, yeah.
Well, watch this.
What are you doing? What did you do?
I just deflowered myself with a cucumber. Ah, jeez, now there's blood.
All right. What a sad situation that kid is up there at Bradley Military Academy in the beautiful town of Altadena, which is just north of Pasadena. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. By the way, the voice of RC was performed by me. I did that voice as well as my own. And the people that called in, including members of our fine, outstanding armed forces, were real people. Look. Doesn't mean you're a bad soldier just because you come in and sort of, you know, get chumped a bit on this show. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, and I can say that knowing that they're way over there and I'm here and they can't get to me right now. It's the Phil Henry Show, and if you want to know more about our website, you can go to philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. So many different things to see, so many different things to enjoy. On our website, once you get your backstage pass, which is the only way that you can access audio from the Phil Henry Show, you'll have a 30-day archive. You'll be able to access our classic audio bits. You'll be able to listen live to our show. You'll also get various features on demand, including our webcast that we did on December the 21st. It was a video webcast of our show that featured not only a webcast of the show, but the webcast of our show prep. It was just Janice and I sitting in an office and talking. It may be absolutely dull to some people, but there's people who are fans of our show that like to see that stuff. So you can actually see the office, and you can see Janice and I, and the video is very good. It's very clear, but it's not so clear as to make out credit card numbers on receipts or anything, in case you got some bright ideas. Anyway, go to our website. The backstage pass is only $6.95. And in addition to that, you can also find our CD, the Best of the Year 2001 CD. Bring It, Best of the Phil Hendry Show 2001. That's available now for only $20, $3.50 shipping and handling, and you can either get it online or you can order it by calling the following number, 877-616-7445. That's 877-616-7445. And look what I'm looking at here. At the very top of our website, Joe Dickhead's Ironclad Super Bowl 36 prediction. And Joe says that he guarantees this is going to be the final score or he'll shoot himself on the air. 33-0 St. Louis over England, over New England. 33-0 St. Louis over England in the Super Bowl. Now, my third youngest son, I should say my third oldest son or my second youngest, depending, he didn't know where New England was, even though he's studying the American Revolution right now in school. I said, okay, you're studying the American Revolution? Yeah, because I was talking about, oh, we're going to have some people over for the Super Bowl. Oh, cool. Yeah, we're going to have a couple of families over. We're going to watch the Super Bowl. And do you know who's playing? St. Louis and New England? Yeah, where is that? I don't know. Well, were you studying the American Revolution? Yeah, but that was about England. No, it wasn't. It was also about America, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, where was it? Being what was happening, where was it? Well, one of it was at Bunker Hill. Well, where was that? In the colonies? Which one? The American colonies. I know, but tell me. You got to have a 12-year-old boy to fully appreciate the homework conversations that we have. Dude, yeah? How come you wrote down here Battle of Bunker Hill? Because that was the name of the battle? Right, but isn't this a test about World War II? Yeah. Then why did you write down Battle of Bunker Hill? Because that was a major American battle? I know, but it wasn't in World War II, now was it? No. Well, then why did you write it down? Because I thought it was about the American Revolution? Hey, this goes round and around and around. So I chained him to a water pipe overnight, and the temperature out where we live was about 30 degrees, and it taught him a real lesson. Anyway, if you'd like to predict your Super Bowl score, is there anybody out there that honestly believes New England's got a shot in a ball game this weekend? Why don't we just start there? Why don't we just start with that sad group of individuals? Anybody out listening to us in New England that think the Patriots have got some kind of a shot in this ball game? You know, look, I'm not here to run down the football team or the organization or the region. It's just going to be another one of those Super Bowls. It's going to be a tiring day. And I refuse to allow anybody to tell me anything other than what is going to be the real facts, and that is it's going to be a shutout. Now, I think Joe Dickhead's prediction is gutsy, ballsy. I think we ought to let him deflower a virgin because of this prediction. It's the first time in the history of a Super Bowl that a team's going to be shut out. Now, that's what I call disrespecting a football team in toto. It's not going to be 55-7. It ain't going to be 35-14. It ain't going to be 15-6. 33-0 is what Joe Dickhead said. In other words, the New England Patriots will be the first team in the history of the Super Bowl not to score a point. Not one point. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. If Joe Dickhead can guarantee that outcome, I will scour the countryside for virgins for him. Because that I would watch. 1-800-449-8686. Pat, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
Yeah.
I think that New England's going to deflower the Rams.
Roger.
No, I.
You're
the
high.
The only way. No, the only way they got a shot.
Open the window. The paint's drying.
Only if the Rams come down with a bad case of the flu.
You gonna watch this thing?
I
think we ought to just get. Let's not watch it.
All right, man.
Let's watch ESPN Classic, man. They got some of them good college games on. I think they got the 1974 USC Notre Dame game.
Or maybe the ice dancing preliminaries or something.
Ice dancing, yeah. All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Bye. Lion sack. Don't be talking to me about how you think New England gonna win the game. Anyway, we're going to have some friends over. I think they're friends. My wife knows them. And what are you doing on Sunday?
Working Fox.
Oh, are you working at Fox? Craig's going to be working over at Fox. Otherwise, I'd invite you over, not because I want you to watch the game with me, but you can program some of those new features in my car. 1-800-449-8686. Stav?
Yes.
How are you, sir? Yes, sir.
Good. Well, good. I think New England's got a very good chance of beating St. Louis.
Based upon what, sir?
Well, if you see how St. Louis has been playing, I mean, they play very good. But New England, I mean, they just got that magic. And I think it's going to be one of these years that everybody's going to put a lot of money on St. Louis or you'll get upset.
Well, I think that you're, I think it's spoken like a real football fan.
I mean, Tom Brady, I think he's going to surprise a lot of people.
Unfortunately, they're going to probably start Drew Bledsoe.
Either way, Drew Bledsoe is nothing to cry about.
All right, man. Thanks. Right. That's what I figured I'd get. I don't know, man. That's not any analysis of the game. Look, first of all, the Rams have got it all, man. They're the best team since the 49ers of the 80s. The Patriots, once again, they're throwing another one of those. They're throwing another carcass into the Super Bowl pit, into the Super Bowl barbecue. It's another New England carcass they're going to throw in there. And I got people coming over, which means I got to hang around. You putting $100 on New England? Go right ahead, my friend. I had to book every bet here. You know, here's what happened to me. So I would get so stoked for games. I'd say, yeah, well, you know, maybe they got a shot. I think they got a shot. I don't let myself in for it anymore. What I do is I trust my instincts. See what I'm saying? I trust my instincts now. New England doesn't have any shot because, A, neither quarterback is particularly effective under pressure. Brady doesn't have a good arm, and Bledsoe sucks in the pocket. Yeah, he's got a good arm, but, you know, can you guarantee any pass protection? No. Bledsoe, and not only that, those guys were so freaked out last Sunday, there were five, count them, five illegal motion penalties within the first half. Now then, moving on from there, special teams had to score two touchdowns. I didn't see the New England offense doing all that much of anything. Special teams scored two touchdowns in that football game. And that was the game last week against Pittsburgh. And the only reason really why Pittsburgh lost that ball game is because Cordell Stewart had an atrocious, horrific, horrifying, frightening ball game. It was just terrible. And they played pretty good run defense. All right. The fact of the matter is the Rams have got those very fleet receivers with the quick release of Kurt Warner and the fine. You want to beat the St. Louis Rams or wherever they're living this week, you got to get to Kurt Warner. Well, that ain't going to happen because the guy's got a bunch of all-pro guys on that front line, and he gets rid of the ball really fast because they got that little slant pattern that they run. Those receivers are so fast. He's got the ball to him. Reads a blitz better than anybody else. There, have I bullcrapped you enough? That's my opinion anyway. Tom, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, what's going on, Phil?
How you doing?
You know, I'm a perennial loser because I'm from New England, but we can't help rooting for our Patriots. So
When they're winning.
Say,
yeah. You can't help rooting for those Patriots when they're in the Super Bowl.
Well, no,
otherwise,
no, no.
We don't go to the games.
I was with them every week, every Sunday this year. And,
are
you
going to those games?
I'm sorry?
Did you go to any of those games?
I did. I had the opportunity to go to two games this year.
They got a new ballpark there?
Yep. Opening up in September.
Oh, okay. So it was still over at Foxborough.
Yep. Yep, last game in Foxborough was the Oakland game.
Who do you want to see start that game?
Actually, I'm happy with either quarterback, but I got to tell you, Bledsoe is pretty good with the hurry-up offense. So
Bledsoe's got a good arm too. Yeah.
Well, and he's not good when he has the time to think about it.